Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And it's almost Valentine's. I want to talk about facial attractiveness. What are the top 10 ways that the human brain interprets female attractiveness? And how can women, females, those who identify as feminine, be seen as more attractive? Well, I've got news for you. Mostly, attractiveness comes from confidence, inner self-esteem, and strength, understanding that you're a person of substance and character. So put down your mirror, silly. No, just kidding. That is all 100% true, and that's what I teach my daughters, and I want to teach my patients that. But if we're talking about external appearance, number one on my list of ways to be seen as more attractive is establish a good skincare routine. With the winter months coming, we're getting skin flare-ups of dryness, eczema, irritation, pigmentation. It's so important to establish a good quality skincare routine and stick to it. In your 20s, you shop at Target. In your 30s, you go to Sephora. 30 and beyond, 40s, you gotta start using the good stuff. You're putting money into your face. You're investing with injectables, lasers, peels, esthetician services. Hopefully you are, because you need to do the maintenance. Even your house needs a fresh coat of paint every so often. It's not going to look good for 20 years with no touch-ups. So invest in better skincare, ingredients that are physician strength, high percentages of actives, and ingredients that push the envelope. So antioxidants that are powerful, retinoids that are amazing, stem cell growth factors, it's all available. Good skin is attractive. Can't tell you how often I see someone who wants to fix a little bitty tweak on their nose when they've got terrible skin with breakouts and pigment and problems. Fix your skin and you will come across healthy and attractive. Number two, one of my favorite things, wearing red, especially when I have low energy. I put on a bright color. I love the jewel tones. I love to wear red. And studies show that red increases your attractiveness relative to other colors. It's especially important for male attraction to females. And we don't know why, but evolutionarily, flushed pink cheeks, plump red lips, these all suggested fertility. And that is what drives evolution and production of good genetics and good children. Number three, smile more. Smiling more is associated with all these positive personality traits. And I tell my staff and my patients this all of the time. Be the person that smiles and makes eye contact and makes people happy to see you. I have some staff members that are so smiley that every time I see them, I just want to smile right back. And other people have a stormy, cloudy presence of introspection and thoughtfulness, and they're wonderful people. But sometimes you can't break past that because you're like, oh, I don't know, she might be a little moody. So think about smiling as your first interaction with the next 10 people you see and tell me what turns out. Tell me how you like that. Number four, familiarity. As faces appear more familiar to you, they're seen as more attractive. So if you're someone who is trying to make a connection with another attractive person, hang out more. Be seen together. Have positive experiences with them. Make time for them. Show your face to them. It's difficult these days with masking, but familiarity, showing the lower face expressions, it is important. And remember that the more that you express, the more interactive you are, the more your face will be charming. Number five is having good overall physical health. We don't need to work out every single day, but staying active, trim, and fit is such an important attribute of attractiveness. Eating a good balanced diet, what you put internally is going to reflect on you externally. And being healthy is associated with fertility benefits, makes you a more ideal spouse, a more ideal partner for parenting. Being attractive with good health is so important. There's no benefit to being beautiful with rotten health. Everything we do internally starts to show externally. Next on the list is relatively simple. It's dress well. Look to put together an image that you want to put out there in the world. What you wear reflects the amount of attention and care that you're willing to put into people's first impression of you. And that also reflects the amount of attention you would put into anything that's important to you. That tells people a lot. Take time to do the grooming. Take time to do the little things that matter because that reflects well on you. Next on our list is having a great sense of humor. Laughing releases endorphins. It promotes your overall sense of well-being. And laughing is going to make you have lifted, beautiful apples of your cheeks. I always say that 70% of your beauty comes from mid-face position and the apples of the cheeks. When your cheeks are up and high and you're smiling, we can't see the jowling. We're all going to get jowling. I'm so sorry to tell you, but you are. We all are. And it's important to smile. Did you know that the average child smiles 600 times in a day? 600. That's the average child under 6 years old. And as we get to be adults, we smile about 10 times per day, maybe 20 on a good day. So imagine those zygomatic muscles. We wonder why drooping and jowling occurs. It's from disuse, atrophy. We definitely need to smile more. Sometimes I'm in the car driving and I make myself practice smiling, and I'm sure I look crazy to other drivers, but I really think that we can do a little mild form of face yoga, facial muscle contractions, repeated smiling. I love that idea. Pick up the apple of those cheeks. Make sure your zygomatic muscles are strong and well used. Smile more often. Next on our list is show your hips. Show off those hips. One study from Texas A&M found that attractiveness for women went up 50% when females showed their hip curvature. The hourglass figure of the 1950s has not gone away. Kim Kardashian has popularized it again. We owe that to her. I love the Rubenesque full figures of the Renaissance women of the ages. And I think that having hips signifies fertility, fecundity, and the ability to produce children, those childbearing hips. We have to own it. I'm glad that the anorexia of the 80s is gone, and that the, you know, Nirvana look of the wasted away heroin chic is gone. This is about being a real woman. Show your curves, show your figure, show your waist size proportion where your hips are bigger than your waist. It looks amazingly attractive. Don't forget that facial symmetry is such an important factor. We all have asymmetry. I'd say 98% of my patients have facial asymmetry, including myself. I don't notice it when I look in the mirror too often, but I always notice it when I'm analyzing a face, and you should too. If you're an injector, facial symmetry is very important. If you're a model or actor, you know that because you see your face on screen, on camera, and little tweaks that we can do to generate symmetry will improve facial harmony and overall universal beauty. That's not to say that perfect symmetry is required to be the most attractive human being, but it is to say that the camera reflects well and the human brain is attuned to facial symmetry. Adding some subtle filler can help you achieve that. I always tell patients to work first on drooping, heaviness, and gravitational changes, and on a second or third visit, and sometimes multiple visits, to correct asymmetry. It can't be done in one visit, and it certainly can't be done with half a syringe of filler per side of the face. So it's important to have people have good expectations, fix what gravity is doing to your face first, and then come back and we can work on symmetry. And last on our list is the idea that facial attractiveness comes from confidence. I want to emphasize that again. There's a cheerleader effect that's common when you're in a group of people. People are seen as more attractive when they're viewed in a group as opposed to in a solo picture. So hanging out with fun people that are lively, vivacious, and gregarious, that's going to generate a feeling of attractiveness for you. It all rubs off. There's a cheerleader effect to it. It's so important to show interest, be engaged, don't be on your phone. Attractiveness is not all about facial features. It's true that high contoured cheekbones photograph well. Very true that voluptuous full lips are sexy. I love a wide-set eye. I love smooth skin. I'm a big fan of a great jawline, and I think a nose that kind of just disappears and allows the eyes to pop, those are all things I strive for my patients and even for myself. But I'm not obsessed with beauty, and I don't want us to be a generation of women who's driven to insanity by chasing lines and wrinkles. So do yourself a favor. Have great friends, have laughter, and enjoy your attractiveness. You're more beautiful today than you ever will be. Coming up, today's the most beautiful day for you. That's it for now, guys. Look for attractiveness in your future mate or friend or partner. And I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's. We're going to talk about male attractiveness next time. That's even more fun. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find that amazing skincare, the vitamin C, retinol in your 30s with my Diamond Line Refine, my Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor, 40s and above. These are the things you can do to maintain attractiveness. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.